Christian Crusaders extends a warm welcome to each of our listeners during our September anniversary month. We are celebrating 66 years of continuous radio broadcast. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Are you happy with your body? Kind of a queer question, isn't it? And yet that's my sermon theme today, and it's based on the 139th Psalm. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. We confess, Heavenly Father, in the words of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of the heavens and the earth. When we look out upon this creation, O God, we can only say, My God, how wonderful Thou art. And then we understand that in spite of all of the beauty that is found there, its majesty and its awe, that you have said that the crowning work of your creation is a human being. Lord, help us to understand that better. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in Psalm 139, beginning at verse 13. For you, God, created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well, for my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Thank you.
Friends in Christ, last week in my sermon, I looked with you at Psalm 139. It was in that portion of the Word that we read that the psalmist was asking God to search his heart and to test him with his anxious thoughts. I'd like to return to that 139th Psalm today and talk with you about the God of creation. If you are acquainted at all with the Apostles' Creed, and in many of our churches we confess it every Sunday, there are three articles. The first one deals with the God of creation, the second one with the God of redemption, and the third one with the God of sanctification. When I look over my sermon notes, I realize that not always have I given as much emphasis to the God of creation as probably I should. And then you pick up the Bible and you begin to read a portion of Scripture that comes from the 139th Psalm, and you know how powerful that message is, that we are surrounded with the creating hand of Almighty God. We live in a beautiful world, and now this is the last Sunday in September. When I was a boy, on October 7th, or as close as we could get to it, we took a trip into the White Mountains. Franconia Notch in the White Mountains was our favorite place. And we went there on October 7th with a picnic for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was one of the peak days in the changing of the leaves' colors. And then secondly, it was my mother's birthday. And it was a great place to go and have a birthday party surrounded with that magnificent color scheme. When I was a man, and my family, my children at least, had gone away from home, I said to my wife, "We're going to make a trip back to New England. And on October 7th, we are going to Franconia Notch, and there we're going to see the changing of the colors of the leaves." We did this. We hit a peak day. Driving through the White Mountains in New Hampshire late afternoon, when the sun shined on that array of colors, it was so bright that I was forced to pull up by the side of the road and wait for a while. What beauty! Could there be beauty in any other place that would surpass it? And I have to say that I don't think that there could be. On the other hand, this is only one example of the beauty of God's creation. It is all around us. When I return to Iowa and I see the fields of grain, I realize how beautiful. When once in a while in the wintertime we can go to the deserts of Arizona and we walk in those deserts, we begin to realize how beautiful they really are. All around us, God has displayed his power in the creation. Now, having said all of this, the Bible tells us that the crowning work of God's creation is not the leaf. It is not the tree. It is not the ocean. It is not the field. It is not the desert. But the crowning work of God's creation is a human being. If you are acquainted with the first chapter of Genesis, you cannot go through that chapter without realizing these tremendous words of our Father. "Then God said, let us create man," meaning male and female, "in our image." I tell you, people, that is the crowning work of it all. And here in the psalm today, the psalmist talks under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. about this creating hand of God. Notice this. God, you created my inmost beings. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Think of it now. This is what the Word of God is saying. The Bible is saying, you knit me, God, together in my mother's womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. Your eyes saw my unformed body. I tell you, people, if you take the Word of God seriously, then how can you favor in any way abortion? That a human being has a right to enter into a woman's body and destroy that which God is in the process, according to the Word of God, of knitting together. Now, if you are a person who feels that the Bible is just another book and it doesn't really amount to too much, and certainly you can't consider it, especially when it comes to creation, then of course you can go ahead and abort and do whatever you want to. But when your conscience is bound by the Word of God, please tell me how in the world you can favor any kind of abortion. Well, when the psalmist began to realize what God had done, had knitted him together in the womb of his mother, he said, I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And he could have gone on to have said, God, you put a brain in my head, and you gave me the ability to learn and to think. It was not the best brain in my class, you may say. You might even say my siblings have a better brain than I do. But I've got a brain. I can think. I can read. I can reason. And therefore, I am a responsible human being. I think we need to emphasize that in our day, because we are created by God in His image. It means that we are responsible people. We cannot blame life on this one and that one, the circumstances or whatever they may be. Ultimately, I am a responsible individual. How that needs to be taught. Taught to our children and taught to us adults every step of the way. Besides that, you put a will into my being. And it is through that will that the Holy Spirit can work. And it can make me a new person. Think of it. He did not create us as a puppet, friend. He did not say, well, I'm going to dictate every step of their life. No. We got a will. That's a part of God's creation. That's a part of my body. Are you happy with your body? That you've got a will? That you can make a decision? That in that sense of the word, you are a free person to say yes or to say no to Almighty God? You know, friend, this is a very, very important part of God's word. Who we are as God presents ourselves to us. And then finally, the Word of God says to us in Genesis 2:7, and after he had formed this body from the dust of the earth, he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. There is a uniqueness too. It is that soul which makes me immortal. All other parts of God's creation, no matter what they are, will finally die. And that includes my body. But the soul that he has created and placed within me is eternal, immortal. Are you happy with your body that includes a mind and a soul? Now then, because God has created us, we hurriedly go on and listen to what other things His Word has to say about the body. Because I've given it to you, He says, take care of that body and that soul. That is important for us. Here it is in the Word of God. St. Paul says, don't you know that you yourself are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred and you are the temple. How do we destroy it, people? And I imagine that all of us would say, if we sat down, that certainly we have not cared for our bodies as we should have done. Some do it in one way, some do it in another. One of the ways I think that hits many of us is our eating habits. The excess weight that we carry, that we have carried for a long time. Now, our medical people have helped us much, and I think here they are really the voice piece of God saying, look, take care of that body. Smoking. And as a younger person, I smoked. But, oh, I thank God that it has been revealed to me that that is a sure sign that your life can be cut short. Sometimes when I walk by the school, and I live near one of our high schools, and I see those kids standing outside smoking, I feel like going over to them and not scolding them, but putting my arms around them and simply saying, you know, kids, take it from an old pro. Don't do it. Throw it away. I thank God that He freed me from that. The lack of exercise, especially as we get older. That is not just a commercial. That is not just something that my doctor is saying to me, you have to get a little bit more exercise. God's Word is saying, hey, look, that body that you have, the crowning work of my creation, I want you to know that you're to take care of it. You can't burn the candle at both ends. You got to get out there and exercise a little bit. What a hideous thing to think you would destroy it with drugs or alcohol. And immorality? Putting your body together with another person so that you have multiple partners? Astounding, isn't it? To see the disease that can come out of that? Well, that can't be. For the person who takes the Word of God very seriously and who had been knitted into fellowship with Jesus Christ. So He gave us a body, and His Word says, take care of it. But then He goes on to say, you know, that body is a very, very temporary home for you. It isn't going to last very long. You know that verse in the 90th chapter? Our 90th Psalm, it really speaks to us. It says you're going to live for 80 years, or by reason of strength, 80 years. That's Psalm 90, verse 10. In other words, this body of which I am a part, have a part, is not here for very long. The parts wear out. Now, some of them can be replaced, and our doctors have done a pretty good job of helping us there for a few more years. And some of them can be repaired, but eventually they go. Just today, before I came to the studio to tape this sermon, I got a telephone call that one of my friends had died. He was a healthy man. He was some older than I, and I never thought that this man was going to die right away. is gone. We are strangers here. We're pilgrims here. The parts wear out, and we no longer have the body. The book of Ecclesiastes puts it this way, all come from the dust, and all will return to the dust. Paul says the earthly tent we live in is destroyed. We have a building, however, from God, an eternal house in heaven. But right now, that body is maybe functioning, but eventually it's nothing but a tent, and it is not going to last long. Kind of interesting, isn't it, that Paul uses that description. It is a tent. Here today and gone tomorrow. So we have a body created by God, given to us, told to take care of it. But remember, it's temporary. And when you have your aches and your pains, you don't have to wonder about why this is going on. It's simply an indication that the old body is wearing out. But here is the glorious news, and with that, we're able to close this sermon. When our mortal body is destroyed, then this is what God says. The body that is sown is perishable. That is, the body that is put into the ground is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. Remember, friend, that the soul one day is going to have a new body, and that will live with God forever. That is promised to everyone, and it will be experienced by those who confess their sins and have placed their faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of the world. So to prepare your soul and to care for your soul, it is necessary that you live in a personal relationship with God. Yes, it was the psalmist who first said, and who we say today in the same way, God, your body, the body that you have given to us, is so marvelous. We cannot but praise you for it. Thanks, God, for the creation and the part that you have given very personally to me, my body. Amen.
My God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message give you a strong foundation for the week ahead. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent on gifts from you, our listeners. In September, many of you give an anniversary gift of $66, $1 for each year of our ministry. We thank you for your generosity. We thank each of you for your gifts of any size and your prayers for our program. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. You can listen to this sermon again, or print out this sermon, or a choice of several hundred sermons. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.